Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we are talking about career, but specifically about writing. So if you've ever thought you've wanted to be a writer, I know I do want to write a book someday. My guest today is an award-winning author of The Art of Opinion Writing and The Art of Column Writing. She is a national syndicated columnist with Gatehouse Media, workshop presenter, speaker, and TV talk show host and producer of It's All Right with Suzette. I love that. Suzette Martinez Standring, I love your name. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Nicole. It is so fun to be here with you.
I love you so much. I can't even tell you. We just had a great conversation before we even started, and I just feel like you're such a good friend.
Oh, you are to me and to so many women.
I hope
and
so.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate what you do to promote all of us.
I hope so. And before I go into the first question,
yes,
I want to share with the listeners that I actually found you through my cyber stalking of Hank Phillippe Ryan almost a year ago.
Oh, what a fantastic novelist she is.
Oh my God, I love her books. Love her books. And I was poking around recently as I was doing the interview, and I saw a couple of interviews you had, and also your carjacking video.
Oh, my carjacking story, yes.
My God,
a comedy carjacking gig that I did.
It was hilarious. Now, you were living in California at the time.
I was living in San Francisco in 1995 when I was actually carjacked. And the Milton Library had a story slam, and I told a story about getting carjacked, and Boston Comedy Chicks invited me to do that because I told it in a funny version of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you are a powerful woman anyway, but boy, you are so powerful because you saved your own life.
I did. I felt I did.
I am like, oh my God, I wanna hang with this girl. Oh my God.
You always have to have a plan B. What would you do if you were carjacked? I had a plan B always ready.
Oh my God. And the story was hilarious. So what brought you back here to the East Coast?
My husband works in the pharmaceutical industry. And so he was recruited to work in drug discovery and development.
Okay.
And I had been managing a legal association, 1,500 lawyers, for 11 years.
Wow.
And when I came to the East Coast, I really wanted to do something different. And I kind of fell into newspaper writing through serendipity.
How did you fall into that?
Well, the funny thing is I took an adult ed class in journalism, which was taught in New Jersey by an editor. And after 6 weeks of doing our sample homework, he said, "You have a natural talent. Would you like to write for my newspaper?"
I
couldn't believe it.
And right away
he assigned me to cover the county board, and I felt so intimidated. And I remember telling him, "The county board, the county fair, maybe."
Oh, that's what I read. I read something about that. Okay, that is so funny.
But it really did work out. It did work out.
Oh my gosh. So you have not always known that you wanted to be a writer.
You know, I used to send, back before emails, I used to send my letters out when I moved to the East Coast in bulk, long, funny letters, and that's how my writing took
its outlet. Sort of like a Christmas time with
No, all the time. I wrote letters all the time to my friends before email.
Ah.
And that was really the extent of my writing. Of course, on my job with the lawyers, there was a lot of promotional writing.
Mm-hmm.
But writing for a newspaper in the newsroom was the first time I had that experience.
Yeah.
And I started to write a humor column to kind of counteract all the seriousness of writing county news.
And I'm going to jump ahead in my interview here. I love how you put baptism by fire in the newsroom.
Oh.
Write tight, be accurate, interview the unwilling, and write compelling copy under deadline.
Oh.
Now, how did that make you feel?
Oh, nervous, really scared. But because I had written for lawyers and worked with lawyers, I really understood the importance of being accurate.
Mm.
That really
facts,
kind of...
you have to get facts your facts straight.
Had to get them straight.
Mm.
And because of that, over a period of time, you know, because people trusted me, readers trusted what I wrote because I was always very clear on the quotes and the facts and all of that. Stories started coming to me. People would call up and say, did you know this is going on? And all of that.
Oh.
So after a while, it became really easy to pursue stories.
What a great feeling.
It was a great feeling. And I do think I have the ability to tune noise out and just kind of be in my own little twilight zone of writing. So that was a skill that helped me in the newsroom.
Mm. Now I read or I was watching your videos and I saw and heard you talk about career longevity as an artist or even as a writer.
As a writer,
because writing is an art.
Yes.
And how does that relate to you? How do you feel about that career longevity term?
Well, you know, in journalism, it's the industry is taking such a huge turn, right? Everything's online, newspapers are struggling, all that kind of stuff. So in my book, The Art of Opinion Writing, I interviewed 14 Pulitzer Prize winning columnists, people who have been around a long time, like Ellen Goodman, Connie Schultz. How do they do it? And you know, what I really discovered, and it's true for many writers, you have to have a mission. You have to feel like a life purpose.
You have to have passion.
You have to have a passion, and you have to feel that you are doing something for the good. You're helping to educate or enlighten your readers, inspire them. Maybe your genre is humor, and so you take it as a mission to lighten somebody's load temporarily for the day, which is very important.
Beyond yourself.
Yes. And to, you know, longevity is really about people wanting to read you, wanting to know what you're going to say next. And it's the element of being unpredictable. It's being insightful and having a new take on a subject.
Mm-hmm. And it's also the commitment, you know?
Yes.
Obviously, you can't have a long career if you're not fully committed and you have that desire to sort of unveil new topics, new things, and reach people.
Oh, you say that so well, Nicole. You're absolutely right. That's it.
You're making me blush.
No, that is exactly it. You know, you have to have a commitment, and you have to see the world constantly through new eyes and be curious about why is that happening, or how did that come about?
Mm-hmm. Now, how does it feel to have both of your books being used in journalism courses at Johns Hopkins University?
You know, nobody's more surprised than I am, because I have to tell you, I don't even have a college degree. And I say that because I think it really encourages a lot of people who love to write, who may have a natural talent, but believe, oh, you know, I don't have the right credentials. Oh, I didn't I don't have this degree. I think that if you're resourceful and you love what you do, the path opens up.
And if you're always looking for obstacles,
you're going to find them.
Yes.
There's plenty out there.
Yes. And if you hold on to each one of those obstacles, then you're almost not serious about taking it to the next step.
And you know, I think when
that holds true in any career.
I like that. I really like that aspect that you bring up. It's so true, because each obstacle is a chance to really test yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you test yourself and you have that faith and trust that you've got this vision and you really want to share a good purpose for the good of others, I think that God really does open up those doors.
I think so too. And it's up to us to see those different paths and roads and make those choices. I mean, we're forced to make decisions.
Yes.
So if you see an obstacle and you purposely say, okay, I'm not gonna, you know, write that story, I'm not gonna send that in, I'm not gonna do whatever, you're really making a decision to wait.
Yes, and you know what, I think this might be a new way of looking at it too, those kind of things. You're being selfish with your gift. your insecurity and you're holding back, but you're not fulfilling your life purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You're not saying, hey, you know, God's given me this gift or this chance to help somebody else, and so I'm going to go for it. And when you think about it, it's often easier to do something on behalf of someone else than yourself.
Mm. And for a lot of us, we're living sometimes in a little bit of a fear state.
Oh,
we're just afraid. We're
all
afraid.
The time.
Yeah,
all the time.
Everybody does. Yeah. Now, what was the scariest thing about actually putting your thoughts on paper and hitting that, you know, that send button for the first time?
Well, I'll tell you what my biggest fear was when I was writing the Art of Column Writing, and I had to interview people like Art Buchwald when he was alive, Dave Barry, Arianna Huffington. My big fear was, why would they even talk to me? Why would they answer my phone call? Why would they say anything? Because after all, who am I? Suzette Standring, who is she? You know, but my mindset was, I'm not asking for me. I'm asking on behalf of so many people who really want to know, how is this done? And so that made me brave. And that helped me thinking about how I had access to people that many people did not.
Yes. And you were being selfless by thinking about the gift that you had and the opportunity that you had to interview all of these people and sharing that.
On behalf of others.
Yes, sharing the insight and the wisdom. Because it's out there and people want it. We're just sponges. We want to absorb everything we possibly can.
Yes.
All right, well, we are going to have to go to break. My guest today is Suzette Martinez Standring, and you can find her at readsuzette.com. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you yearn to write? Then you are a writer. Hi, I'm Suzette Martinez Standring, syndicated columnist and author of two award-winning writing guidebooks that are used in national journalism courses. Give a written memory as a gift, improve your blog, or get published. Discover where expression can take you. The heart of a writer is more important than the mechanics of writing, which are easy to learn. Book a workshop for your next conference or book a private writing party full of creatively juicy writing exercises and surprises. To learn more, visit my website, readsuzette.com.
Listing your property? Astounding Surrounding Staging is your South Shore home staging company. We help you stand out from the rest. On average, a home for sale using an accredited home staging company is on the market for 88% less time and sells for 17% more money. Get the most out of your home sale. Call Maureen Poole at 617-791-5278 or see what Astounding Surroundings can do for you at AstoundingSurroundingsStaging.com.
Dancing is the perfect combination of physical activity, social interaction, and mental stimulation. You don't have to be a professional dancer to look like one. Let Fred Astaire Dance Studio show you how to move with agility and grace. Maybe you dreamed of being a dancer as a child. It's never too late to learn the self-confidence of dance. Reignite that fire with your significant other and start dance lessons today. Or give the gift of dance with a gift certificate. Visit FredAstaire.com or visit them in Plymouth today.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. My guest is Suzette Martinez Standring, and she is an award-winning author of two books. I want to know, with all of the awards and honorable mentions, what are you most proud of and which book?
For The Art of Opinion Writing, which just came out, I won the 2014 New England Book Festival Award. First place.
In the how-to category.
In the how-to category, and I was very proud of that.
And a Kindle bestseller.
Yes, for the Art of Opinion Writing also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was really exciting to have that kind of recognition for the book.
Now, tell me, so it's in the how-to category, and it's being used in the university, the Johns Hopkins University. I don't like that there's two S's, it confuses me.
I know, me too.
But, you know, it's in the how-to category. Who is really the book for?
You know, the book is really for any writer or blogger who wants to learn how to be more persuasive in their writing.
Persuasive, I love that word.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And in the art of opinion writing, if you're putting out a blog or, you know, any kind of an essay, how do you move your readers to action? Or how do you get them to see something in a different light? Mm. Or, you know, so part of that is the art of persuasion, which involves vivid writing mm-hmm. and making the reader feel something through emotion. You want to get the reader invested in what you're writing about, and you do that by getting them to feel something.
Yeah, and are you, one of my questions, it's way down the list here, are you convincing the reader? Are you sort of guiding the reader?
You know, I think that's a really good question, and I think it's a little bit of both. Now, keep in mind that when you're doing any kind of a column, in 500 words, you're not going to change somebody's mind completely or convert them, but your job as a columnist is to start a conversation about it.
Yes. So it's more about encouraging.
It's about encouraging and perhaps giving them something new to talk about. Like, I hadn't thought about it that way. Mm. That's the greatest thing you could have a reader say after they've read something you've done. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Or I didn't think of it that way.
I read some of your recent blogs. Can I mention one
of
them?
Yeah, please.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes.
And I love the comments that people are replying with.
Yes.
But what a really great blog that was.
And, you know, it was.
It made me think, and I was like right there with you. You know what
right.
I mean? Like right there with you.
Right. Well, you know, we all have read a lot of things about, you know, the transgender journey and all that, especially as it relates to Caitlyn Jenner. But, you know, at the time when Bruce Jenner was talking about how God gives each of us a very unique challenge and what are you going to do with it? That really resonated with me.
Yeah.
Because I felt like, okay, yes, it's about him being transgender, but when you think about it, everybody has some huge obstacle or challenge in which perhaps God is saying, okay, here you go. What are you going to do with this?
Yeah, or the universe, or whatever anyone believes
exactly.
in.
Exactly, sure.
Now, you are so passionate about helping other columnists, and I want to know, when was that aha moment?
I think the aha moment came for me when I was trying to explore the world of column writing, because I had just started writing a humor column for the Hunterdon County Democrat, my first newspaper job. And when I moved to Milton, Mass., I wanted to get more into that genre. Mm-hmm. So I attended the conference for the National Society of Newspaper Columnists, and I met a lot of wonderful writers who were so giving, who were so gracious, very much like you, Nicole, very encouraging.
Thank you. Thank you.
And, you know, I was so touched by the way they were so generous with their advice, given that they were so successful and award-winning, and who am I, right?
Yeah.
So I always thought to
myself, they were not snotty.
They
were not holding on to their information like it was some kind of a can't let it go, can't let anyone have it.
No, they were unbelievably giving with it. Mm. And so when I got my idea to write my book, The Art of Column Writing, the aha moment was, my gosh, if all of this help that they gave me propelled my own career forward, and I went from being sporadically run in a town weekly to suddenly being run in the Boston Globe and then getting syndicated with Gatehouse, which owns the Patriot Ledger, then I thought, what I've learned can really help other people.
Mm. Now, who's your favorite kind of student?
The inexperienced, terrified novice, because I know exactly what that feels like.
Now, writing really does take action. Action and commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So what other attributes do you believe that somebody needs to be a successful writer? And success is defined in many different ways.
Right, right. Curious. I think you have to be endlessly curious about why people do the things they do or how things happen. Because if you're curious, it raises a lot of questions as to the different aspects to an issue or experience, and you can bring, I think that if you have a lot of life experience, you'd be surprised at how much you can draw from that to help others with lessons or understanding the world around them.
Mm. And I also think you have to be open.
Oh, very open.
Because if you're closed-minded?
Yes.
Or stubborn, or just in a very specific way or mindset or way of thinking, you're not being curious. You're kind of stopping that curiosity because you're like, nope, I know what I know, and this is what I know, and I'm sticking with it.
Exactly. And too many writers, or you know, people who interview people, sometimes they go in with an agenda, and they only want information that will support their agenda. You have to be completely open,
mm-hmm.
because readers want to know something about that person you're interviewing, something that they can't find anywhere else. Mm. You know, I once interviewed Mickey Ward, the subject of the movie The Fighter. He was the famous boxer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I write a spirituality column. And in the beginning, I started my interview with, did you grow up, you know, with religion, all that stuff. The bottom line is, I gave up trying to, quote, get anything out of him. I only shared a little bit about my own journey and how sometimes doors open up unexpectedly. And he, in turn, told me a really amazing insight into how his life turned around.
Wow.
So you have to be completely open.
Yeah, so an agenda is great.
Yes.
Because you want to have a plan.
A guideline.
We have a guideline today. But
yes.
We're open to just letting the universe take the conversation.
Where it could go.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Now, the other thing I want to say before we go to break is that a lot of people are becoming writers and they don't even know it. What about Facebook? People are on Facebook and they're writing little paragraph posts.
Yes.
They are becoming writers.
They are writing. Everyone's a writer.
I think
of tweets as haiku.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Everyone's a writer. Okay. All right. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Suzette Martinez Standring, and you can find her at readsuzette.com. I'm Nicole Perry, your host, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Looking to create residual income and have more free time? On a mission to inspire healthy living, try Juice Plus. It's been around for decades and is not a juice or a vitamin. It's capsules or chewables that adults and children love. Juice Plus helps bridge the gap between what we do eat and what we should eat. Juice Plus nutritional products are pesticide and herbicide free, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten free. Contact Dawn Spolidoro, a registered nurse and independent representative for Juice Plus at dawnrn.juiceplus.com today. Did you know that your skin is the largest organ you have, and anything you put on your skin gets absorbed into your body? This includes your makeup. Unique makeup products are incredibly safe, non-toxic, chemical-free, and organic. Unique is made from natural plant dyes and extracts, making it hypoallergenic and safe for almost all skin types. When you use makeup by Unique, you will know what you are putting on and in your body. Make this year all about you. For more information about Unique all-natural makeup, contact Fiona at naturalmakeuplady.com. Many people are now living past the age of 80, 90, and beyond. Are your teeth going to be with you if you reach 100 years? Preventative dental care is essential if you want to keep your teeth. At Rabini Dental, they pride themselves on providing quality care with the latest technology in a caring and compassionate environment. Call them today, 508-746-4856, for a free consultation to discuss all your dental needs. They're located at 45 Resnick Road in the Plymouth Industrial Park, across from the Colony Place Mall. Visit RabiniDental.com.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Suzette Martinez Standring. I really had a trouble in the beginning to say your last name.
Everybody does.
But I got it. I picked it up and I stuck with it. Standring. And you can find her at readsuzette.com. And what I want to ask you now is what emotions are ignited in you when you read something really fantastic, whether it's a short little blurb or it's, you know, a book, what emotions ignite?
Well, you know, the funny thing, the backstage answer to that is the emotion that the author wanted me to feel.
Oh.
And if they're very skillful, I will feel
that is so good.
Or outrage or anger or nostalgia, whatever it is. But that is the author's skill in making me feel something.
Okay.
And I love it when a writer does that for me.
Now, what do you love when people say about your writing?
You know, people have said to me that they love how genuine I am, how brave.
Funny.
They comment on how funny or how I bring up a novel aspect. They hadn't thought of that before, and I feel really good. Mm. I feel really good when they tell me that because I feel like I've done my job.
Yeah. Your writing is very so precise. Like, you really get that emotion. And that's what you're saying is, as a writer, you really want whatever you're trying to convey, you've got to make sure you do it in that sentence or
500 words.
Now, so 500 words, that's for the columns.
Basically, when you write for publication, they often like 500 words. That's the ideal length.
Okay. Now, what I didn't ask you before was, what is opinion writing really about?
Well, that's a good question, because many people associate opinion writing with politics. But opinion writing really has to do with anything, any kind of observation, any kind of opinion you have on pop culture or family or law or politics, anything, you know, like as Ellen Goodman once said, the personal is political.
Oh, I like that.
And so it can be about absolutely anything.
Now, what's your favorite word?
Imagination. Today, my favorite word is imagination.
Today.
Because yes, it changes.
That's good. And now why?
Because I always think of imagination as this unlimited realm that takes you anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
And it helps you to like look at something simple and see so much depth and story behind the surface of what you might be looking or thinking about.
And it makes you think even longer and dive deeper.
Yes, dive deeper, absolutely.
I feel like that with radio. I feel like because you're not using all of your senses.
Yes, good point.
So that's with writing, you're not getting the visual, you have to create the visual.
Oh my gosh.
Same thing with radio, you have to create that visual. I remember listening to records when I was a kid and just sitting and listening. And it really ignited my imagination.
Oh, you know, you've hit on one of the deepest truths about writing, because when you're painting with words, you don't have the luxury of giving a picture and having it evoke emotion. You've got to paint it with words.
Yes.
And so you have to get pretty deep with that.
Okay. All right. Now, I read on your website, Pulitzer Prize and other award-winning writers use facts, emotional resonance, and five sensory zest to make their writing stand out. How do you personally help bring out the stories in your students when you're doing workshops?
I love it. First of all, I think it's about instilling confidence. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of fear blocks people from doing what they already know. And so I try to create a very safe environment where they feel they can be themselves. And then I have them think about perhaps a memory. And in every memory that means something to a person or a story, there is always an emotion attached. And so you have to find the emotion that you feel and try and bring that out in your reader. And by bringing in a vivid writing. And every story has a lesson for people. You're not going to end it with, oh, and this is what you should do.
And the moral of the story is.
And the moral of the story, yes. They're going to read it and think, wow, you know, what a great story. Maybe I should get back in touch with my brother. Maybe I should appreciate my mom a little more. I remember when my dad was like, you know, just something to spark the humanity in each of us.
Yeah, and it could be different in everybody.
In everybody, because everybody has a completely different experience and take on life.
Now, what I was actually getting at was the hypnotic recall. What is the hypnotic recall?
Yeah.
Because this was a really great answer you just gave, but I also want to dive into that a little bit. Tell us how you do it.
1990, I was certified in hypnotherapy more for my own education and knowledge than to practice, and there is a direct parallel to later on, years later, when I became a writer, there was a direct parallel, and that is a good writer helps the reader to suspend reality and get completely into the story, as all great books do.
Suspend reality, I love that.
And so in some of my workshops, in which I call using hypnotic recall to create spellbinding stories, I bring the ability, I teach them the skills to create writing that is very vivid, that reality is suspended, that they are so into your story.
And it's a safe place. You do it in a very safe way, and people are not sharing things that they don't necessarily want to share.
Right. It's like a light meditation where you get into a memory and you get to remember all kinds of stuff about that memory that you had previously forgotten or overlooked. Things that make a story pop. Mm. Things that mean something. Things that are symbolic.
Yeah. Now, you can do writing parties.
Yes, like I can.
I love how you phrased it on your website. You've heard of Tupperware. You've heard of lingerie. You've heard of all these. How about a writing party? Who is your ideal client and what is your ideal venue or situation?
For a writing party, people who just love writing, people who are imaginative, fun, creative. It's mm-hmm. like those who can bring their inner children out to play. And perhaps they have a story or a memory that they've long wanted to put down on paper,
yeah.
which they could give as a gift to their children or their loved ones.
Oh, I love that.
You know, because it's not just about getting published or writing a book. It's really about a legacy. Sharing something that will be cherished always.
Mm. Now, how risky is it to put our opinions out there?
Well,
is it a risk?
It is a risk if you're going to be really candid, if you're going to be honest, and yeah. if you have the ability to know that not everyone's going to like you, and some people are really vicious out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe it. I don't feel I'm a very controversial or divisive writer, but that they will write hateful things to me.
How do you dismiss that? How do you let
it
go?
It took
How
a
do you
time?
Not let it take your power?
Oh, that's a daily lesson, isn't it?
Right?
Nicole? Yeah. I have to say that when I write something, I feel that I'm putting something out there to inspire, help, or help other people to understand something.
And in some cases, it might provoke.
It does provoke.
Yeah.
But you have to say, you know, I think Kathleen Parker put it best when I interviewed her for The Art of Opinion Writing. She said, when that sort of thing happens, I go to the mall and I look around at the crowd and I say, now whose opinion do I value?
And that's my own.
And that's really what
and
it
that's
comes
your point,
down
right?
to.
Your
that's
own.
The invisible they. Who cares what they think?
Yeah.
Really. And it is a skill that you have to practice at, letting it go.
Mm. How do you have time to respond to everyone? You're responding to all everyone's comments.
I do. I respond to everybody who writes to me. Now, I'm not writing treatises back to them.
No.
But I do, because I feel that when a person takes the time to comment on a column,
mm-hmm.
that's time taken that they don't get back and they didn't have to.
And
I want to acknowledge and thank them, even when they're vicious.
Yes. And it's almost like they walked into a room and said, loved your work, and then walked out without you saying anything. So you really want to respond, because it's as though, if you don't respond, it's as though you never...
Yes.
Acknowledged.
Yeah, and the people who say beautiful things, it means something to me.
Yeah.
And the people who say vicious things, I say to myself, well, you read me. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
And the vicious people sometimes are embarrassed when I write back and say, oh, well, I didn't expect you to write me back.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, we got to go to break. My guest is Suzette Martinez-Standring, and I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business. Playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
What is your biggest challenge in your business? Are you getting all of the word-of-mouth referrals that you would like? Membership at a BNI chapter provides a positive, supportive, and structured environment in which to exchange quality referrals for men and women in business. BNI is an income generator and passes hundreds of thousands of referral business every month. Find out how you can be a part of a local BNI chapter or start a new one by visiting BNIRI.com. Serving southeastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island. That's BNIRI.com.
Coaching to Fulfill Dreams is here to support you, challenge you, and to help you find the inner confidence to make tough decisions and work through any uneasy decision in your personal or professional life. Coaching to Fulfill Dreams offers you the opportunity to take ownership of your decisions that will move you closer to living the life you've always imagined. Stop asking what if and start asking what's next. Take action today. Contact Lauren at coachingtofulfilldreams.com.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Suzette Martinez-Standring. I love saying your name. I want to know, what was one of the worst mistakes you ever made as a writer, and what did you learn from it?
I think one of the worst mistakes that I ever made was... I think one of the worst mistakes I ever made was to allow someone to, someone's criticism to upset me and to cause me to want to pull my punches.
People
will do that. They will criticize you and it will stop you from moving forward. And I realized after that, because I felt so chastised and embarrassed and bad, and then I realized that's just one person's opinion. There's many other people that maybe got something positive out of that, and I really had to train myself not to back off or pull my punches when over something that I wanted to write.
And one of the great things I heard you say in an interview is that you love the word I, because when you're writing and you write the word I, you're sharing your opinion.
Yes, I do think first person is the most powerful.
Yeah.
Because even though people may not agree with your position, they can't argue your experience.
Well, they can't argue your opinion, can they?
Well, people will always argue opinion, but if you offer something that you personally witnessed or went through, it's hard for people to cut that down, because that's what happened to you. You know, on my blog, I wrote about the wages of rioting, about something that I had witnessed in San Francisco when I lived in a neighborhood where the National Guard marched down, very similar to the Baltimore riots. And I wrote about that, and that was my first person experience. About how rioting can really devastate an area for those who are left behind to live there.
First person experience. Okay, what is a typical misconception about a writer or being a writer? What are the misconceptions out there? Because they are there for everything.
Yes, you know what? The number one that really bothers me, and this is where I really encourage my students, is that, you have to have a degree. You have to be an expert. You know, so many people say, I love gardening, or I love this or that. How can I write about that? I don't have a degree in that. I'm not experienced in that. You know what? This is the great news. It's wonderful if you have a credential. But if you're a great writer and you know who the experts are, then lots of times experts are not great at conveying their wisdom. That's where you as the writer comes in. You interview them and you find a way to convey to the reader what they are talking about.
Well, I think that the fear comes in with editing, maybe, because they feel like they don't have the education, that they can't formulate their thoughts and sentences. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I put a comma in the wrong place and I'm punctuating things wrong, and I've got, what are the long-winded sentences? I don't even know. I know that's not the right term. So maybe that's part of the fear.
Yes, I think you're right, but with more practice, those kind of things are mechanical.
Yeah.
You cannot teach or instill creativity and imagination if it's not already there. And taking your example, I think that you've perfected the art of radio because you're at it all the time. And I'm sure if you focused on writing, it would be the same way. It's whatever you're doing all the time.
Yeah, I'm like a jack of all trades, though, master at none. I'm like, I know a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this.
But my early writings were really flowery, as my husband used to say. 16 adjectives in one sentence. You learn.
Okay. But if you really do love gardening and you love daffodils and you are an expert at daffodils and you have that creative spirit to write about them, let the other stuff just wash over you.
Right. And how many friends do we have that we have conversations all the time and we go to their advice? We go to them for their advice because they're so good in a particular area.
Now, if somebody does not work with you in one of your workshops, what do you most want to be remembered by?
I most want to be remembered, and this has happened for me, that I was the spark of confidence for them. Many students have come to me and said, I started writing because of you, or now I have a column because of you. And it makes me feel so great. Do I feel that my teachings are the end all and be all? No, but I think that maybe I nurtured people and gave them confidence to start. And gave them some real tools in the direction to take and what to apply to their writing.
Because you love teaching.
I do. I've discovered that.
So through your journey as a writer, you became a writer late. You have an encore career.
Yes, it's my encore career.
And you became a writer, and through the journey, now you're just teaching.
Well, I still write.
Well, you're
a lot,
still writing.
But yes,
you're
teaching.
Blogging, but teaching is one of the fundamentals that you love.
I do. I love getting in a room of students with a range of experience, and I feel that with the newbies, they really gain confidence and learn some great tools. And for seasoned writers, they feel refreshed and learn also new insights.
Okay, so seasoned and newbies.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what is the event that you have coming up in July?
Well, I am holding a day workshop on Cape Cod, and it's going to be great. July 18th, lunch is included, and I am going to do something very different. I'm going to take everybody through a hypnotic meditation to mine a memory for details and a lesson.
And this is something that you're going to continue to do. So if they can't make this event, but they can find this information on your website, right?
Yes, it's on my website, the calendar section of readsuzette.com.
Okay.
And all the information for the July 18th Cape Cod Writing Workshop with me is on that. And I think I'm going to do another one on August 22nd.
Yes, we've talked about that.
Yes.
And people can actually, like we said earlier in the show, you can do a writing party in your own home.
Yes.
So you're doing lots of fun, different things, out-of-the-box things.
Out-of-the-box things because...
Out of the book.
Yes.
Out-of-the-book things, right?
Yes, because writing to me is so much fun and it has so many different aspects. And I find that everybody has terrific and deep, meaningful memories that really should go on paper.
I know. All right, in about 30 seconds, who inspires you?
David Sedaris. I love,
he's
a famous humor writer. And okay. I'll tell you, when I began my career, it was as a humor writer, and I used to feel a little insecure, feeling I wasn't writing anything important.
Oh.
But when 9/11 happened, I read David Sedaris, and he made me laugh when I didn't think I could. And I understood the power of humor.
Oh, that is so nice. Oh my gosh. Well, it was delightful to have you here. And I have to say, I'm so blessed to have you in my life. So,
me too, Nicole. Thank you so much.
Love you dearly. We are out of time. I want to thank you for listening and recognizing all of these powerful women right along with me. To find all the power gals, you can go to powerfulwomenrevealed.com. You can also go to readsuzette.com for more information about my guest Suzette today. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.